The centerpiece of Parshas B'Shalach is of course Kriyas Yamsuf and the Shira. We'd expect that the conclusion of the story of Kriyas Yamsuf should be when Miriam takes the women out to sing, and they sing Shira. And that should be the end of the Parsha. And yet we find that there are a few more psukim before Chamishi. A few more psukim before Chamishi where the Torah describes how Bnei Yisrael go out to Morah. They don't find water. The water is bitter. They complain, etc. And the question is, what do these psukim have to do with Kriyas Yamsuf and the Shira? It's not just a story. It's not just the next story in the episode, you know, in the global story of Klal Yisrael. It obviously is mitzurif to the Kriya. It must be a part of the Shira, because we know on Shvi Yishol Pesach, when we read about Kriyas Yamsuf, we also read these psukim. So it's not just part of Parshas B'Shalach, but it must be part of Kriyas Yamsuf itself. It's part of that unit. What's the relationship? What's the connection between Kriyas Yamsuf and the psukim about Mar? The Ramban has a famous comment at the end of Parshas Bo. The Ramban says that the purpose of Nisim Guluyim, the purpose of supernatural miracles, is to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in control. From the Nisim HaGluyim HaMefursamim, the supernatural miracles, the tachlis of these Nisim are to teach us HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashgiach, that He's watching over everything, He's Manhiges HaOlam, He's running the world. The Teva is an ace as well. Teva, nature, we think just Olam Kim and Hago Noeg, everything just happens by itself, but that's not true. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu was able to bend the laws of nature, then He must be in control of nature. So even everyday occurrences, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is pulling the strings behind, right behind the scenes. The tachlis of Nisim Gluyim is to have emunah b'Hashem. The purpose of the Nisim Gluyim is to give us emunah, to give us a faith, to understand, to trust that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in control of everything that happens in life. And that's b'emes what the pasuk says, v'yaminu b'Hashem uv'moshe avdo, that through Kriyas Yamsuf, Bnei Yisrael were mamon b'Hashem. They realized, oh, this HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a kol yachol. He's the one who's in control. That was the essence of Kriyas Yamsuf. Kriyas Yamsuf was not just to save Bnei Yisrael from the Mitzrayim, but it was an opportunity for them to see the Gilui Shechina. Rasa Shivcha LaYam Ashlaro Neviim. Even the Shivcha, the lowly Shivcha, and the Yam saw what Neviim didn't see. They saw a great Gilui Shechina. They saw the Midah Keneged Midah and the Mishpat Elokim, the Onshin HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave each and every one of the Mitzrayim. They saw how everything came together. Everything matched up. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was in control, and He was giving the proper onesh to each and every mitzri the way that he deserved. So it was through Kriyas Yamsuf and through the Midah Keneged Midah that they reached Emunah B'Hashem, the ultimate level of Emunah B'Hashem. What happened? Right after Kriyas Yamsuf, they go for a few days. Vayelchu Shlosh Yomim Bamidbar B'Lamatzu Mayim. They don't find water. Then they come to Mara. The water is bitter. Vayilonu, and they complain. And they complained. They lost the amunah that they had at Kriyas Yamsuf. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was testing them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was testing them tomorrow to see if they keep that level of amunah that they had at Kriyas Yamsuf. If they'd be able to always remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu's in control, that He's there with them, that He'll provide for them. He was testing them. But they came up short. There was missing in their amunah just a bit. It's striking that right after the story with Mara, Torah tells us, Vayavo Elima, Visham Shtemis Re'enos Mayim Vishivim Tamarim Vayachnu Sham Al Hamoyim. They come to Elim and there are Shtemis Re'enos Mayim, 12 springs of water. All the water that you would want. No shortage at all. The Chafetz Chaim points out, it's not just another story. The Torah is telling us that if Klal Yisrael had just had Emunah, they just held on, if they were just patient, they would have had all the water they needed. But they lost Emunah. They lost a little bit of their faith in Hashem. And that's the Smichos HaParshios between Mara and the next segment when they came to Eli. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? Sham Sam Lochok HaMishpat. What did He do by Mara? He gave them mitzvahs. Some mitzvahs to be misasik by. What's the first mitzvah HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives? Shabbos. Right? They received the mitzvah of Shabbos. And that's really what Parshas B'Shalach talks so much about after Mara. Shabbos and the Mon. All the halachas of the Mon, so many of the halachas of the Mon relate to Shabbos. That was the mitzvah HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave. Why? Because Shabbos is all about Emunah. It's about being mechazik a person to realize that Kadosh Baruch Hu is in control. We're shoveis on Shabbos. We rest on Shabbos. We're not osik in parnasa. To remind ourselves that it's not us. Right? We're not the source of our success. It's not our intelligence. It's not our know-how that gets a parnasa. It's Hakadosh Baruch Hu running the show. We have to do a shtadlus, but Hakadosh Baruch Hu ultimately is running the show. Now, someone goes to a graduate school and, you know, he's with non-Jews, and on Shabbos they're all studying. It's tough work. A lot of work to do. A lot of reading. A lot of work to accomplish. And all the non-Jews are able to do that on Shabbos. And a frum yid holds back and says, it's not for me. I can't do this. That's an expression. That's a statement that a person realizes HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who's giving him success. And if the rule on Shabbos is that he's not supposed to do his studying, then he's not going to do it. Not going to do it. And Emunah B'Hashem, that's what Shabbos is really all about. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave this mitzvah of Emunah, gave this mitzvah of Shabbos, teach B'nai Yisrael, right, to tell them, look, you lost Emunah a little bit after Kriyas Yam Suf. I'm going to give you a mitzvah that's going to help you maintain Emunah, because you're going to have to be reminded of the importance of your Emunah within me on a continual basis. That's Shabbos, every single week. Every 7 days we have a reminder to strengthen within us this belief that we realize HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in control. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in control. That's what Shabbos is about. And that's what Mara came to accomplish. Initially in Mara, Klal Yisrael slipped a little bit. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them Shabbos to strengthen them and make sure that this feeling of Emunah will stay with them. In a sense then, the Psukim of Mara really are a proper culmination to Kriyas Yam Suf. Because what B'nai Yisrael learned in Mara is that they have to take the Madrega of Emunah that they had in Kriyas Yam Suf, and they have to live with it on a constant basis, each and every day, to realize HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source of everything, that He's the one who provides. Someone who has that feeling, you know, is going to live life differently. He's going to be Osik and Parnosa with integrity, honestly, because he realizes you can't fool HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You gotta be a yosher. You gotta act properly. If you don't get your parnasa with integrity, with honesty, you're not gonna keep it anyway. Yeah, mishpat leilo kimu. Someone who has this perspective is not gonna be a workaholic. He's gonna set aside time for Talmud Torah. He's gonna set aside time for a proper tefillah, not just to finish the tefillah quickly, run to work. What's the purpose of that? The purpose of the tefillah is to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give bracha. So if we race to the tefillah just to get to work, we're like defeating the purpose. A person who understands HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source of everything. Someone who understands HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the show. That He's the one who's enabling every success that we have is going to live life differently. And that's the message of Kriyas Yam Suf and of Mara. To realize, to appreciate that Hashem is with us each and every day. Shabbos.